The Buddha tells us how to stay with these experiences in the Majjhima Nikaya, in the Fear and Dread Sutta. He starts by recollecting his practice pre-enlightenment, which I always find a good start because it's a little more relatable. So before his awakening, Gotama acknowledged, "It's not easy to endure isolated forest or wilderness dwellings. It's not easy to maintain seclusion, not easy to enjoy being alone. The forest must rob a bhikkhu of his mind if he has no concentration." Reading that, I think, yep, sounds like a solitary to me. And he continues, giving a list of all the negative mental states he's purified and all the positive characteristics he's obtained. Don't have time to read them all. But he's purified bodily, verbal, and mental conduct with a mind of loving kindness. This is starting to feel a bit less relatable, actually. With a peaceful mind, having gone beyond doubt, not given to self-praise and disparagement of others, possessed of concentration, possessed of wisdom. So he knows he's purified all these taints, but still he wonders, what if I were to dwell in awe-inspiring, horrifying abodes? Perhaps I might encounter that fear and dread. So he wanted to get to know this fear and dread he'd heard so much about. So he goes into the forest to meet it. And it is a bit like he put on a backpack and went off in quest of fear. And this is his cremation ground. So even though he's purified all these taints, even though he possesses all these positive qualities, he still feels fear and dread and has to meet it. This story reminds me a little bit of the Grimm Brothers' tale of Shivers. I don't know if some of you know this. So sometimes he's called Shivers, sometimes it's called the boy who cannot fear or the boy who wants to learn to fear. And it's about this young man, the youngest of three brothers, who doesn't have very many skills. And he is trying to figure out, well, how do I want to make my way in the world? And he decides that he's going to go out and learn what fear is, because he doesn't know. He can't feel fear. He can't feel this thing that people talk about, the shivering or the shuddering. So he goes off in search of fear. And I don't have time to tell the whole story, but I recommend looking it up if you're into a bit of Gothic storytelling. It's a bit dark and grisly. You could read it on solitary. So in the Majjhima Nikaya, the Buddha describes hearing a wild animal approach or a peacock making a twig fall or wind rustling fallen leaves. But the story of Shivers is darker and much more descriptive. So the boy meets ghosts. He sits under hanged bodies banging against each other in the wind. He's attacked by demons in the shape of cats and hounds. There's a corpse in a coffin. I mean, it sounds like something out of a Padmasambhava text or a story from the cremation grounds. But he's similar to the Buddha in that he goes off to discover what he's going to do with this fear and dread. What's it going to be like to meet that? Back to the Buddha, back to Gotama, before his enlightenment. And he wonders, what if I subdue that fear and dread while keeping the same posture that I am in when it comes upon me? While I walked, the fear and dread came upon me. I neither stood nor sat nor lay down till I had subdued that fear and dread. While I stood, the fear and dread came upon me. I neither walked nor sat nor lay down till I had subdued that fear and dread. So here we are at the cremation ground, the crucial situation. We're as prepared as we can be, acknowledging that our mindfulness and our metta practice is a foundation for engaging with those energies with awareness, but knowing that's not a guarantee to being straightforward or fun or pleasant. And the dakinis, our unbridled energies, are showing themselves. And this can be scary, especially if they don't take the form we expect. In the sutta, Gotama resolves to subdue the fear and dread, to overcome, quieten, or bring under control, usually with connotations of force. But sometimes this can be helpful. We may suppress our fears with force. But in Creative Symbols of Tantric Buddhism, Bhante talks about the different representations of the dakinis and how there are many ways of engaging, guiding, directing, and integrating these energies. I'm going to suggest different approaches based on my own experience of my two solitaries, silence on retreats, preparing for ordination, and being ordained. If what we fear and dread are the unknown parts of ourselves, then we must ask what the fear is arising in response to. What does the fear need? What is the most helpful or skillful way to engage with your fear in that moment? and the answer will not be the same all the time. It depends on the fear and on your mental state at the time of it arising. You'll notice I've said my two solitaries. Yep, I've only been on two. I've spent a grand total of 3 weeks on solitary. So sitting here talking to you, there's a fear that this isn't enough. And under that, there's a fear of being uninteresting, that I'm not the best at everything. On my ordination retreat, I wasn't the best at anything. And I faced the fear of disappearing, of not being seen. So the underlying fear is one of spiritual death, of letting go of the sense of self. It's how I've met these fears and worked with them that I want to tell you about.